Iqbal, survey Sagamatha Technologies has pushed back its JSE listing date to later this week. Meanwhile, the Amabungane Center for Investigative Journalism has found that the listing is merely a ploy by survey to use other people's money to plug a 2.3 billion rand hole in his media balance sheet as he tries to save independent. Managing partner at Amabungane, Sam Soul, joins us on the line from Durban. For more insight into their findings and their perspective as well, we did, of course, extend the invitation to Iqbal Survey as well. Unavailable this evening, but he will be joining us with his right of reply on Wednesday night. For now, though, Sam, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So what was your initial reaction to Sagamatha's pre-listing statement inviting selected investors to subscribe for this private placement of shares ahead of the planned listing on the JSE?
Look, the reaction, and I'm a stress. It's my opinion from looking at the private placement statement and the figures there, is that there's a massive disconnect and disparity between the placement price and the net asset value of the consolidated company. In other words, investors are being asked to punt on an extremely optimistic view of where this company is going to go. And our major concern is, well, if private investors want to do that, if they want to, believe that this is going to be the next African Amazon, well, good luck to them. But there are suspicions and concerns that the Public Investment Corporation, which kind of backed and underwrote the initial purchase of independent media, is going to be pushed into backing this hugely speculative deal, and I believe that's wrong.
Because many, as you say, we've got that suspicion rife that the private placement has been engineered to do just that. Is it possible that the PIC stumps up this capital and then it gets to repay some of the debt that that is owed by Sims to the PIC?
Absolutely. Look, Sekojalo Independent Media, which owns 55% of Independent Media, has very large debts that fall due in August this year. That's not far away. It's 5 years after the purchase. They have to make 50% repayment of the outstanding amounts. The outstanding amounts to all the lenders, according to the pre-listing statement, is more than 800 million rand. That's due in August to the PIC and to the Chinese consortium that also backed this deal. And it's clear that Sekojalo does not have this money, and that this private placement potentially is intended to get people to put that money up front so that those loans can be repaid. And it would be very concerning if the PIC now throws money at this deal so that that money can be used to repay the PIC.
Because that effectively, PIC, Sam, loans would amount to a conversion of debt to equity, right?
Yes, it would, not even that. It would be a very small, the price at which, that's the whole issue. The price at which the PIC would be buying this equity, would be enormous in relation to, the debt and the returns, at least on paper, at least, as of, the date of the investment that they're going to get. It is a punt on an extremely optimistic view of where this company is going to go in the next 5 years.
Okay, got it. Are you surprised that the JSC has granted the green light for Sagamatha Technologies to actually list?
Look, I think as we saw in the case of the Guptas, our the kind of checks and balances that our institutions apply to these deals, and this is the case in terms of Steinhoff as well, and it's not only the JSE, but they really leave something to be desired in terms of the basic protections that need to be offered to investors. And all right, the JSE has insisted that there be at least this 3 billion rand investment before they're going to allow the listing. And you know, we must be grateful for that. But even if they get 3 billion rand, as far from my recollection, you know, the share will list at a net asset value of about 2.5 rand. And investors are expected to pay, 39-40 rand for that privilege.
Yeah. Do you see the company listing at that price, 39.62 rand a share?
It's a very strange beast. They are not, offering new shares. Essentially, the existing shares and combined with the private placement are going to be listed. So unless people are interested in getting involved in this company, it's just going to sit there, and probably quite similarly to Oak Bay, there's not going to be a lot of liquidity. It's just going to sit, and there may be a few deals here and there, unless people are persuaded that this is going to be an African unicorn and become the next Amazon. And you know, frankly, given the track record, given the history of the management of the assets that have been placed under his care, I think that's an extremely optimistic view to take.
Sam, I've got to ask you, while Amabungane has put on the table its case, we have seen independent media's response to your analysis. It was published in the Daily Maverick today. What have you made of that right of response?
Look, they say I'm not a financial journalist. That's true. And I may have made some errors. I'm not infallible, but so far they haven't really pointed anything concrete out.
Why didn't you offer independent media or Sagamatha Technologies the opportunity to respond?
Look, this is a comment piece. It's an analysis. We don't normally ask people for comment on comment. It's based pretty much exclusively on the listing document, in other words, on publicly available information, and my understanding and analysis of what that shows, and if they want to rebut that's fine, but they haven't done that. They want to question my motives and call it fake news. It's anything but that.
Well, let's leave it there. Sam, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Sam Sol is, of course, managing partner at Amabungane, and we will be getting Iqbal Survey's write-off response on Wednesday evening. So do join us for that then.